If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Listen, Dean,
talk to me, Stephanie.
I knew you were going to have something to say about you tweeted the reason people only think Muslim are terrorists is clear when the media refuses to call a Pizzagate gunman a terrorist. You say, what more will it take for the media to call him somebody radicalized by the right-wing media a right-wing terrorist? Right?
Absolutely. And that's, I was on CNN yesterday and made that point, and Newsbusters, the right-wing jerk that we know,
yes.
wrote a thing, oh, Dean says that, you know, this guy was radicalized the same way ISIS radicalizes people online. Guess what? That's exactly the truth. That's exactly what happened. This man went there, radicalized online with lies, just the same way ISIS radicalizes people with lies, and he went there with a gun, fired some shots, had three guns with him, I think two on him, one in his car. If he was Muslim, is there any doubt they'd be calling him a terrorist? And Donald Trump would be talking today about the need to ban Muslims and refugees and everything? Of course. But we close our eyes to this, and one of these guys is going to break through and do something horrible, and we're all going to say we didn't see the signs. No, we did. We're, political correctness is preventing us from saying these are right-wing radical terrorists. They're
Dean, that's what I was saying. It has become the right-wing lunatic fringe from radio and websites and Fox News has now become the Trump administration. I mean, that's how terrifying that is. As you said, Michael Flynn's son is the one that keeps tweeting this ridiculous conspiracy theory that led this guy to go do this.
And Michael Flynn, who will be the national security advisor under Trump, did tweet out things in early November, November 2nd, saying that about the story. He tweeted about the story. He didn't tweet about Pizzagate specifically, but he tweeted about the Clinton sex scandal and tying it to the story. And it's just, there's no words for what's going on. And of course, Breitbart, Steve Bannon's publication, discussed this issue at length, and they talked about it on their radio show on Sirius XM. It's really all these fringe conspiracy theories that are baseless are now from the fringes into the West Wing. And that's got to alarm all of us, because I've had conversations with the Trumpers online who have not only said, attack me for a million things, that's fine.
Right.
They deny the hate crimes. Like I wrote about it last week, the hate crimes by self-professed Trump supporters. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying literally on their Facebook page they love Trump. They commit terror attacks. I mean, they commit hate crimes, and the Trump supporters are going, no, these are all lies.
Oh, please. It's up to over 900 incidents, according to Southern Poverty Law Center. You probably saw this one. The NYPD arrested a man Sunday for threatening an off-duty Muslim NYPD officer who was wearing her hijab. She was parking her car. She spotted someone shoving and yelling at her 16-year-old son. He allegedly said to her, ISIS, I will cut your throat. Go back to your country. I mean, and this is just one incident, like you say, Dean, of hundreds that are happening in Trump's name.
People. And on my radio show, I've had some Trump supporters call in and tell me to my face this is lies. And I say, I have the link. Forget Southern Poverty Law Center, because they hate SPLC. I think they're great. They hate them. I go, here's a local media picture of a swastika painted on someone's home. Are they painting it themselves? They go, Hillary people are doing this. You came to a conversation. This is how you got to the Holocaust. People denied the legitimate suffering of Jews, and the Nazis lied and said none of it was happening while it was happening. And people said, yeah, we have that same mentality right now. Good people, and I'm going to say this, I think so many of the Trump people are good people. They're misled by these others, and now they've been taught to discount any facts. That is so dangerous for our nation. That is, forget politics. Yeah. That is dangerous for our nation.
Yeah. No, exactly. I'm sure you heard about this. Nearly 300 American Muslims signed an open letter to Trump. As our president-elect, one of your duties is to ensure our collective safety and security, noting the 67% uptick in anti-Muslim hate crimes reported by the FBI in 2015. We call on you to make mutual respect and acceptance a hallmark of your presidency. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, now?
Yeah, sure,
now a warning. Yeah, he'll get right on that, right?
Uh-huh. He won't. I mean, I'm writing a letter right now about the Trump administration is the most openly anti-Muslim administration in America's history, because we really haven't dealt with Muslims really too much, so that's an easy statement. But not only have Trump, you have Ben Carson, who said a Muslim should not be president, that we're not faithful to the country. You have Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the NSA guy, who said Islam is a cancer. You have Steve Bannon in there, who's given a platform on his radio show and on Breitbart.com to the most despicable anti-Muslim bigots out there. And on his radio show, he's been very embracing of this hateful rhetoric towards Muslims. This is a clash of civilizations, but it's not like the people on the right say. It's not Islam versus the West. It's the Trump administration versus Islam, which is the greatest thing ISIS and Al-Qaeda could ever see in their entire life. Recruiting boom for them. It's going to happen from this.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate.
And now, Dean, is it racist of me when I heard the story about the Muslim comedian that was sitting next to the Eric Trump on a flight? I'm like, had to be a friend of Dean's. And sure enough, it's a friend of Dean's.
He is, Mom.
I'm like, I wish it was Dean, but it was not Dean.
You know, I don't usually get to fly in first class to Scotland, but Mo Amer, his name is Muhammad Amer, but Mo Amer, we know him by. Yeah, we've done tons of shows. We've done shows in New York,
right.
Been in the Arab Festival I produce here. We've done shows in the Middle East together. Really funny, really, really funny guy, nice guy. It was an interesting exchange he had. And again, you know, Trump said to him in that exchange, the kid said, well, tell your father, tell Dave Chappelle, who Mo Amer opens for, to take it easy on my dad. This guy is so thin-skinned, Trump,
yeah.
You know, lashing out against SNL. I wrote another article yesterday.
Yeah, stop whining about SNL.
Stop whining.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Yeah.
Not funny.
I don't want to curse, but I mean, just do your job. And guess what? You tell comedians not to mock you. Guess what we're going to do?
More.
We're
going
to mock you more.
Exactly.
You
more.
How stupid are you?
Exactly.
Wow, you're even bigger target now.
You know, exactly. Tell a comedian not to mock something, and what's the first thing we do? We mock it. Ignore us, and we just kind of fade away. I mean, that's the reality. We just do our thing. If we know we're getting under your skin, and I mean a person in power like this, we're
going
to do it. That's why Alec Baldwin tweeted right back at him.
Yeah.
I'll stop the impression when you release your taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and so he said to Eric Trump, no, we're not going to take it easy on him like we wouldn't take it easy on any president, ever. I mean, it's just, yeah. And I love this. You said a recent poll found almost 60% of Americans want Trump to stop tweeting and delete his account. But, you know, he's not going to, of course.
Right. He will not, because this is his chosen way to misinform people. It's not communicate. It's misinform Americans.
Yeah.
And again, I'm telling you, I've spoken to Trump people who are not bigots. They like Trump, but they'll deny any fact that Trump does not tweet out or any fact that Trump says is not true.
Right.
He really is misleading good people. And that is so, it is so heartbreaking and dangerous and wrong. I'm really fearful now, more now in the last few weeks than I was when he first got elected, about where we're going as a country.
Your friend Mo, I'm sure you heard about this, but the other thing is, you never know what. Now, that's what is so dangerous about Donald Trump. You don't know what he's going to do. He says, right, that Eric Trump said, he said to Eric Trump, just FYI, I'm not getting that ID done. You're going to really make my people get ID cards and all this? You know we're not doing this. And Eric, he says Eric replied, oh, come on, man, you can't believe everything you read. Do you really think we're going to do that?
Huh.
Pretty much admitting Donald Trump used the entire idea to get his angry Islamophobic bigoted supporters to support him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but who knows what's going
to
be true, right?
I have to be honest. Like, we cannot, if God forbid there's some serious terror attack on U.S. soil or even in Europe perpetrated by someone who claims to be a Muslim, we cannot rule out registration. We cannot rule out some kind of parole type of situation. If you're a young Muslim man, you have to check in with a parole officer once a week. We really can't even rule out internment camps because the Supreme Court decision that dealt with that, Korematsu versus the United States, it's still good law. It's never been overturned, and it upheld in a time of war. You can put certain Americans in camps, and 60% of the Japanese, in turn, were born in America, like 60%. That's still valid law.
Yep.
That's what's so scary. It's never been overturned by the Supreme Court. It's still sitting out there, and these guys know that. And if Trump wants to do it, you know his supporters will be on his side.
Well, you know, Dean, the best idea I've heard, and I'm going to do it and encourage everybody I know or can hear my voice to do it, is register as a Muslim if that happens. I think we all should register as Muslim.
You're going to love turkey bacon right off the bat. It's better for you. It's tasty.
Unless you want me to be the one on the outside that brings you the bundt cake with a file in it, something.
You know what? I'm hoping we never get the registration, and if people were to register with us, it would be great because you're risking probably a penalty of law. I'm sure it's going to be some kind of perjury type of situation where they're going to say it's a felony.
Oh, really? I thought that we have to prove negatives now, like illegals voting. Like, prove that I'm not...
Well,
Muslim.
Flynn's son said yesterday, he goes, until you prove otherwise, I'm going to believe Pizzagate is true. So you make an assertion now, and then we have to disprove it. That's the world we live in now. There's no words for this. I'm not.
Don't you love this guy, this doofus? He's like, I'm here to self-investigate.
Of self-investigate, yeah. Imagine a Muslim.
Whatever, Barney
Fife. If a Muslim went in to self-investigate over an African-American man, they would have killed the African-American man. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
He gets in there with an AR-15 and starts shooting, and he's fine.
Multiple shots, and they keep calling him gunman. No, call him a terrorist. That's why most Americans don't think anyone but Muslims are terrorists, because our media does not use the term terrorist to describe people who objectively should be called. This guy was politically motivated. Hillary Clinton's running a child sex trafficking scheme out of the back of a pizza place, and he goes, that's reasonable. I'm going to go investigate. Really? What is wrong with our country? When you, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
We need more critical thinking. We need free college education. Free. I'm not kidding.
And, I mean, and how free embarrassing is it that, as we know, Russia was behind a lot of these fake news, this fake news propaganda going, oh, Americans are dumb enough or they're sexist enough that they'll believe anything about Hillary, I guess.
We
that
will?
Was it. They would believe
anything
about Hillary. So that's just, it's a... You know, where we're going, I'm not sure, but I'm worried. I'm more worried today than I was a few weeks ago, because I'm seeing this manifest in hate instances, and now this evolution of radicalizing people with fake news, and Trump being silent in the face of all of this. Mm-hmm. In face of the hate instance, he's not saying a thing. You know, stop
right.
One time. If he was a real president and wanted to be the leader for the United States of America, he should go on TV and make it clear once and for all to denounce these guys in passionate terms, that is convincing and sincere.
He can call Elizabeth Warren a racist, but he won't call David Duke a racist.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. That's it. You know, that's such a good point.
I have one question regarding the registry and declaring myself a Muslim. Do I have to give up alcohol? I'm fine with pork. I don't eat that.
You know, most Muslims I know, frankly, in America have some wine here.
Okay, fantastic. All right, I'm in. I'm good
with
the pork.
Registrations are better. Maybe it's registering us at Macy's or Bloomingdale's. Maybe it's a good thing. You know, we register for gifts? No, it's not going to be that. We're going to be in a camp.
Okay.
I just want free Wi-Fi. That's all I'm hoping for at this point in my camp.
What's the password?
So.
Something. I don't know. What would be the joke for what the password is for the Wi-Fi in your Muslim internment camp?
Help me? No, I'm not sure.
No. Something. All right, stop it.
Something Muslim. I get it. Like, yeah, we get some kind of hard Muslim word. Like, you have to spell Salam Aleikum, which is hard enough. Or
all right.
Like that.
It's not funny. Why are we laughing? It's not funny.
I was with a Muslim group in Florida on Saturday, and there were like 500 there. And they go, we're not going to Canada. They go, not with Cuba 90 miles away. We're going to Cuba. Like, it's like we're going to spread out around the world. The good thing is, though, we have more allies than ever. There's a great article on the front page of the Times today about Jewish and Muslim women standing together. They were actually on my radio show last week. It's Sisterhood of Salam Shalom.
Yeah, the veterans going to Standing Rock. You know, I just think that there are bright spots if you look for them.
I'm looking for them. We're desperately need them.
Yep.
We really need them.
All right.
Nice chatting with you guys.
Nice to chat with you, sir.
I'm going off the ledge now.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Love
you.
Bye. Dino Badalla. There you go. Listen to his own fantastic show on Sirius XM.
We're going to build a ledge. It's going to be a really small ledge.